Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Also some good news from down south, where the endangered kakapo is having its best breeding season ever. No one is game enough to predict exactly how many chicks might make it to adulthood, but the numbers are looking promising. Our Changing World producer Alison Balance has just been down to Whenua Hau, or Codfish Island, to check out on the action.
This is the sound of success. It's the sound of a four-day-old kakapo chick being fed. The baby bird is one of 30 that's hatched so far in what is shaping up to be the best kakapo breeding season on record. The kakapo recovery team from the Department of Conservation is managing kakapo on two main islands, Whenua Hau Codfish Island near Stewart Island and Anchor Island in Fiordland. After a record early start to the breeding season, the kakapo have laid 170 eggs so far, and there are more on the way. In an effort to maximise the number of chicks, eggs were taken from females to encourage them to breed again. The strategy is working. Yesterday, two more eggs were found in the nest of a female called Hine Taumai, who's the first bird off the rank in the second breeding round. After they're taken from the nest, fertile eggs are then incubated for 30 or so days in special facilities on the two islands. Soon after hatching, the chicks are moved to another room for hand-rearing. The chicks, which weigh just 30 or so grams to begin with, are wet when they hatch. But Auckland Zoo birdkeeper Catherine Franciscan, who is looking after the new arrivals on Whenua Hau, says that soon changes.
So as days go by, they just dry out and all of that sticky down feathers dry off and they turn into little puff cotton balls.
The first kakapo chick hatched on the 30th of January, and there has been a steady stream of new arrivals in the nurseries since then. So how do you tell them apart? The answer, says Auckland Zoo vet James Chatterton, is simple and colourful.
In order to tell the difference between these little fluffy white balls of kakapo, we use a little bit of nail polish on the end of the feathers, and that helps us visually ID them when they're in the incubator.
James Chatterton says that a young kakapo chick eats up to 60% of its own body weight each day.
The amount of food we give each one depends on its body weight, and obviously that's really variable, so it's important we keep track of who's who.
30 chicks have hatched so far, and that number is increasing every day. But it's not all good news, says kakapo recovery team manager Deirdre Verko.
It is a long road ahead for all of those chicks, and we can see that. We lost Wa 4 at 2 days old, so that chick there was quite small and weak right from the start and didn't make it.
Deirdre Verko says that kakapo only breed every 2 to 3 years, and it's unusual and exciting to have such a good breeding season.
We've only ever had 3 breeding seasons in which we've had more than 21 chicks.
While young kakapo are very defenceless, they do have one or two life skills.
They're pretty clever. They can swallow and breathe all at the same time.
As more chicks hatch, some are being returned to wild kakapo mothers. 13 of the bigger chicks, meanwhile, have been flown to the mainland, where they are being hand-reared at the Dunedin Wildlife Hospital. To keep up with more kakapo news, check out the Kakapo Files podcast, rnz.co.nz/kakapo. From Whenua Hau for Morning Report, I'm Alison Balance.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.